Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Chattanooga's leading Latino organization turns 10 this year. In this segment, we're talking with a couple of people from La Paz, Chattanooga. Stacy Johnson joins us. She's the executive director. Also, David Martin from Development and Communications. David, Stacy, welcome to Around and About.
Thanks for having us.
So Chattanooga's Latino population is growing, and for the last 10 years, La Paz has been helping them with education, advocacy, and inclusion. What exactly does that mean, education, advocacy, inclusion? What do you do?
As far as advocacy, we really try to engage the general Chattanooga community. Anything from doing cultural competency workshops to having networking luncheons and events to celebrate the Latino culture. So to advocate to give the Latino population a voice here in Chattanooga. Education. We do a lot of education in-house at La Paz. We do leadership training amongst our clients. We train them and give them all the available resources in Chattanooga. So every time someone walks in our door, we are constantly educating them on what is available, how to live in Chattanooga. And then we also do education sessions. We do nutritional counseling at local schools. We do domestic violence trainings and things like that. And we just always connect our clients with the available resources in Chattanooga.
Who are your clients? Is it people from one country specifically, or is it all over?
We serve a very diverse population. Most of our clients are from Guatemala and Mexico. And we are housed in the Highland Park area, so people walk to our office. We also have clients from Cuba, Peru, and other countries as well.
And is it true you serve around 4,000 people every year?
Yes, it is a large number, especially when you consider the fact that we've only got 6 staff over at La Paz, and this is a population that is growing by leaps and bounds. And so we have interface with these clients in multiple capacities, people that come through the doors for individual consultations and needs that we address in the confines of the La Paz office, but we also go out into the community to work with people. So that's when we have people come up, like the Guatemalan consulate. That's a big event that services a lot of needs for a lot of people. When we do the health fair, that brings in hundreds of people so they can gain access and knowledge about the healthcare system here in the United States and make connections with providers in this area. So, yeah, 4,000 people when you've got 6. I mean, we're doing a lot with a little, but it speaks to the passion that the folks at La Paz have for really working to create a stronger, more connected Chattanooga.
And this is your 10th anniversary. So what's in store? Are you going to have any big events, any big changes? What is the future now that you've hit 10?
Well, it seems like it has flown by, actually, but we did have a birthday party for La Paz and had a cake and everything like that. We will just make all of our events this year, Sangria on the South Side. We also have our Latino Leadership Awards, really make those bigger and better and continue to celebrate our 10th anniversary through those.
Yeah, and to kind of piggyback on that and talk about where we're going as an organization, I mean, the thing is we don't really have to worry about whether or not we fit a need here in Chattanooga, because the need is there, and so the value of the organization kind of presents itself in what we do. Our goal is to make sure that as the needs kind of adjust and there are new nuances and contours to the need landscape, that we are able to move as an organization to meet those needs. You know, this is a people group that has grown incredibly. I mean, if you think about the fact that this organization has been here for 10 years, and in the time that La Paz has been an official 501c3, just to speak to the growth of this population, the number of students in Hamilton County schools that are Latino has more than quadrupled.
Wow.
In just the 10 years that our doors have been open. So it's amazing what we are called to do. And this is a very young demographic. If you think about it, if you look at some of the numbers that are out there, in Tennessee, the Latino population, 70% or more are under the age of 35. So it's family age folks. And so family age, young families have particular needs. Well, as they get older, those needs are going to adjust. And as the demographic mix adjusts, so do the needs. And so our job at La Paz, since we are the only organization in town whose full suite of programs and services are dedicated to the integration of this population, we've got to make sure that we're able to move in a way that makes sense and continues to bring value to these people as well as the general community. And that's something that Stacy and the board have done extremely well over the past years, is there's no ivory tower syndrome over at La Paz. Hey, we think this is a cool initiative, let's throw it out there. That's not how we operate. What has been done is keeping a keen eye on what those needs are that keep coming through the doors, and then creating programs and services that can proactively address those needs that come through. And so that's what the future looks like for La Paz. We don't know exactly what it is because it's a moving target, and we've got to make sure that we're able to meet that.
Well, that makes sense, yeah, because I think there is kind of a problem with that sometimes in the nonprofit world, where it's people deciding, this is what a population needs, we'll give it to them, rather than asking the population, what do you need, how can we help you?
Exactly. The needs assessment needs to be client-driven, and that's something that Stacy and the crew have done incredibly well for 10 years.
You've got Sangria on the South Side coming up Friday, May 2nd. It's your big annual fundraiser. What is on the table for this year?
Well, it will be very exciting this year. We have a couple of new acts. We're bringing back the same mariachi band, but we are bringing in a new dance group, Dance Brazil. Because the World Cup is in Brazil this year, we thought we would kind of keep that going and have some Brazilian dancers. And we will have a live band this year, Sabor, a Cuban band. So we are really, really excited. We will bring back Taqueria Jalisco for the food, and really just a great cultural event.
Who are you looking for to come out to it?
We're looking for everybody. We like to. Seriously, the more the merrier. I mean, we pitch a very big tent, and we want everybody to come party with us. And this is one of those deals. It's kind of like the front porch of our organization. Everybody come on up to the front porch, have a good time, and we get familiar with one another. And so we want anybody and everybody to come. We like to brag and say that this is Chattanooga's most diverse fundraiser out there. And it really is. When you walk in there, all kinds of folks are in there across the socioeconomic spectrum, the demographic spectrum. I mean, everybody's in there having a good time celebrating the fun, festive aspects of Chattanooga's fastest growing people group.
And that's Sangria on the South Side coming up Friday, May 2nd. Is there a website? Is there a specific place people can go for information?
Yeah, sure. Just sangriaonthesouthside.org. You can also go to our website, lapazchattanooga.org.
And is that a good website to go to if you're just looking for general information about La Paz, maybe looking for help if you need it?
Definitely. The website's in English and Spanish. And again, it's lapazchattanooga.org. You can go there to find all of the information about La Paz, and you can definitely come by and visit as well.
David and Stacy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.